back home, finding trash was pretty easy for Enrique Oliveira.
In Brazil, we find like sometimes like just a landfill that doesn't belong to anyone. Someone just started dumping there and nobody complained, and then you can go there and take stuff.
And create stuff. Oliveira would take old rotting plywood he found and build massive curving wall installations and structures that often echo trees, roots, and the human body. In one installation in Brazil, he took over an abandoned mansion, building bulbous structures that ooze from the doors and windows, a tumor growing out of opulence.
This work, it's talking about the idea of these big cities that people go and move there and they don't have where to live and they create these shanty towns and how this is spread. And at the same time, is a way of making it visible how society see that people, how society treats that problem as a disease.
Now he travels the world creating these massive installations using waste materials he finds in each new city. Charlotte is his latest stop, but here he's finding it's not so easy. Oliveira and gallery staff are on their second dumpster of the day at a home construction site in Plaza Midwood. They're looking for used material, the kind of stuff that doesn't stink, bends, and comes in large quantities. For the gallery's curator, Chrissa Camerato, that's meant finding her way around the city's waste removal rules. And it's meant moving quickly.
You want to take stuff? They get rid of this stuff fast, which is what I'm worried about. They get rid of things fast.
Yep.
So we would have
to... they go fast.
Yeah. So if you want some stuff here, we can take some.
What we're finding out really is that we do a very good job of collecting our garbage in Charlotte.
Camerato again.
It's not very easy to just go pilfer where you want to. You have to have permission. And then in addition to getting all those permissions, you don't know if that material is going to be the material that the artist wants.
No, it's not the right dumpster yet.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Because they're like, there is a diversity of many different materials, but more like new stuff. They are dirty, but they are new.
Because Oliveira uses local waste materials wherever he goes, his art really references the location where he's making it. And he says that Charlotte is very, well, American.
I think the whole country has a unity in terms of kind of trash they have.
Can you tell me what's American trash?
Oh, well, lots of carpet pads and tires and lots of things from home.
He says that he uses trash because it tells a story within itself.
It can be used to create an object that is new, but it feels as something that's alive, or it feels as something that has been there for a long time.
And if used material has a story, well, what's the story behind Charlotte's trash? Tonight, Oliveira will present his take on that story so far at a process party marking the halfway point of his residency. The event begins at 6 o'clock at UNCC Center City Building. The installation will be completed at the end of the month and on display until March. For WFAE News, I'm Brianna Duggan in Charlotte.